This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Voting is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. In Maharashtra, 18.14% polling was recorded till 11 a.m. according to Election Commission's data. Elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase in the state. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. Let's go over live to our correspondent, Aparna. Aparna, how's the polling progressing so far in Maharashtra?
Voter turnout is increasing slowly in Maharashtra. And we can see right from the statistics provided by the Election Commission, the brisk polling has been registered in tribal districts such as Chandrapur, Gondia, Bhandara and Nandurbar. While the urban areas like Mumbai, Pune, Nasik and Nagpur, the percentage is yet to pick up. If we talk about Mumbai, I'm right now outside the polling station in South Mumbai area. Slowly we can see people have started coming out of their houses to cast their votes. If we talk about the situation in overall Maharashtra, the Vidarbha and Marathwada region recorded better voting percentage than the Western Maharashtra. And in Mumbai and Mumbai suburb areas, the Bhandup West constituency recorded the highest 23% voting so far. And definitely this time the elections are important, as after the break in dividing in Shiv Sena and NCP, for the first time assembly polls are being held. And
thank you, Aparna.
Fight is seen between...
By-elections are also being held for the parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. According to the Election Commission, 31.37% voting took place in Jharkhand till 11 a.m. Voting is being held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. while in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. We now go over to our correspondent Shilpi in Jharkhand. Shilpi, how's the polling progressing so far in the state? We regret that we are unable to get our live correspondent online. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. The Prime Minister reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Ali himself with over a dozen cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the second CARICOM India summit today and hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana. He is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora. During the visit, Guyana will confer its highest national award, the Order of Excellence, on Prime Minister Modi. Barbados will also confer the prestigious Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados on the Prime Minister. A few days back, Dominica had also announced its highest national award, Dominica Award of Honor, on Mr. Modi. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India's creative economy has emerged as a $30 billion industry, contributing nearly 2.5% of GDP and providing livelihoods to 8% of the workforce. In an article in English and Hindi dailies, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that this industry is a dynamic force, with an influencer marketing sector valued at over 3,000 crore rupees and over 2 lakh full-time content creators. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. The grand opening ceremony of the event will take place at Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium at around 5 in the evening. With over 180 films from 81 countries, IFFI 2024 promises to be the grandest edition yet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.